One of the most popular players ever to lace on a boot. And he's in, I hope I'm saying it right, Carcaw this morning, which is between Cowra and Bathurst. Come in, Terry Lamb. Welcome to the program.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we?
Good,
Terry.
Very well.
Are you ready to do a bit of walking today, Terry?
Well, mate, we've just walked for an hour. Now we're stopping off at Carcaw at the sales yard for sheep. That's what we're doing here. So we're going to raise some more money for dementia for Royce. And I'm looking at him right now. He's on the radio right now. And I'm looking at him about 50 metres away.
So Terry Lamb is at the lamb auctions in Carcaw this morning. There's a story.
That's right. It's correct. Yes.
Are you up for auction, Terry?
I could have a brother or a sister here, mate. If I'm right, I think Kurt Fernley's just joined us as well.
Oh, beautiful. What's the weather like out near Bathurst this morning? Must be fresh.
It's cool enough, but we're still walking, so we're okay with it at this stage. So, we got some hints yesterday from Freddie and Andrew Farrer, is that don't stop walking because it interrupts your organs and all your muscles and everything in your body. So I'm talking to you while I'm walking right now.
Wow. Well, to be admired, everything that Royce is doing and the support he's getting from, you know, all his mates, and you really are. I mean, the respect you have amongst the players is fantastic. Terry, I asked Brad Fittler to embarrass Royce yesterday. A word on Royce. The Royce Simmons, you know, Terry, and you got to play with him at representative level. What have you got to say about Royce?
Embarrass him? It's not hard to embarrass Royce. Royce is just got to walk into a room, he can embarrass himself. He's, you know, I don't need to say too much about Royce, but one of the most loyalist people I've ever met, one of the toughest footballers I've ever met, and would do anything for anybody. And I've never heard in one person say a bad thing about him, and that's very rare in sport.
It's good to hear, Terry. Tell us, with Vossi and Brandy asked a question yesterday of Freddie, and we've got to ask you as well today. Are you throwing your hat in the ring for the Bulldogs coaching job? Because all us Bulldogs fans would love to see you in there.
Mate, I have my chance at the West Tigers. I don't think I will be, but I know Mick Potter's interim coach at the moment.
Yeah.
So he'll be doing that, and I'm sure Gus will be looking around to find out what we can do in the future. But the hands are in the gods at the moment.
Yeah.
So we can't do too much about what's happened at the moment, so we'll just see what happens.
In your opinion, Terry, as a great rugby league man, rugby league's been your life, and you look at the Bulldogs' plight, which would hurt you as a former staff of the club, to see where they are at the moment. Can you narrow it down to what they need to be successful?
Oh, geez, I can't tell you the truth, because, we've bought players from last year. We bought, I think, 8-9 new players. That didn't work at this stage. So maybe players got to have, well, I'm going to say the players have got to have a good look at themselves and see what they can do on the field. That's a thing in rugby league or any sport now, that coaches are indispensable, and we all know that. So the first people to get the blame for it.
Yeah. Can you tell us, Terry, so one of the issues that fans and supporters keep coming up with is the fitness. What was your fitness regime like when you played, and what differences are there that you see today?
Good question.
Yeah, well, they go to the pub on Thursday night. They don't drink before a game these days. So mine was completely different. But if I knew that I wasn't fit enough, I'd go for a run on a Friday afternoon. We probably have a Friday off, but I'd go for a run on a Friday afternoon for about 10Ks just to get my fitness up. That's the easiest way I could do it, and I can say it. But it's a different game now. They train so much different to what we did in the old days.
Hey Terry, look, there's a line trotted out, and I don't get it, but maybe you can explain it if you do support it. When they talk about coaching at Canterbury, that to coach at the Bulldogs, you do have to have been at the club previously to understand how to get the best out of the club, what the club's about, the DNA of the club. Is that true? Is that a theory that actually rings true at Canterbury, do you think?
Well, most of their coaches, Steve Folkes, for example, Phil Gould, everybody played for the club, Chris Anderson, all won grand finals. It's hard to say that one. I'd like to think it'd be good, but not everybody plays for the Bulldogs, and not all the good coaches who go through play for the Bulldogs. So there is a DNA there, but we just got to find it, and we've got to find out which one who suits that DNA. That's what we're trying to find out.
Yeah, well, it's a long way back. I mean, James is around.
It is, mate. Absolutely, 100%.
One of our co-workers here at SEN, Terry, Joel Kane, speaks very fondly of your coaching days at the West Tigers. He spoke about a story where you made them run around Magnetic Island through waters riddled with stingers. Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, that's okay. Look, stingers, mate. They're footballers, aren't they? We all think we're invincible as footballers, so they did a job and most of them went through it.
Terry, you're keeping well, mate, just for all our listeners, because you're a much-loved player. When people heard that we're having Terry Lamb on, you know, it's nothing but love for you, and you must feel that and must be very proud of that. That it's not just Canterbury fans or West Magpies fans. You had the respect of all fans and admiration. You're keeping well?
Yeah, always, mate. Always. I try to be a humble person, and it's pretty easy to be humble. I've got a big family, five sisters and a brother, and my kids we've got grandchildren now. So I've got to be humble these days and look after the grandkids.
And all of this started. Are we right in saying Chester Hill? The ground was that the Chester first Hill, footy ground correct. You ever played at Chester Hill?
Abbott Park. Oh yeah, it was called Bamford Oval in the old days, and now it's called Abbott Park. It's called the Terry Lamb Complex now. To tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I hope people, kids who go down there, the kick around a footy, know the person that the ground is named after, and just know how good a player he was. Terry, it's great to have you on the program. Just one last one. If Canterbury's down the bottom of the order, we've just had Melbourne play Penrith. If the competition was decided right now, who wins the comp?
Oh, geez, the way Parramatta played last week, that was pretty good. I've got to go for Penrith. They're last year's premiers, and they've got a very good team, and there's not too many people have left there. So I'll go for the Panthers.
All righty. And people can find you if they want to walk along, bip the horn at you and Roycey today. A couple of good-looking roosters walking along between Cowra and Bathurst today.
We're about the size of a rooster too. Don't worry about that.
Oh. Well, cock-a-doodle-doo. Terry Lamb, a great pleasure, a privilege having you on the program, mate. Keep well, and thank you for helping Roycey's big walk.
Thanks, Roycey. Thanks, mate. Okay, take care, eh?
Cheers, Terry.
There we go. So you're Magno to Terry, are you, James?
I don't know. I'm getting
what's the most common? We've had about 15 names for you.
Yeah, I know. Week. I used to get, like, I think because it's a hard name to say that people have to come up with nicknames rather than attempt the full-blown Magnuson.
Of your all-time favourite Bulldogs, Terry's in your top five, is he, James?
Look, he's slightly before my time, but for our family, our whole family are Bulldogs fans. Terry Lamb is God. He's number one. We've just got a text through. I'm not sure who this is. I don't recognise the number, but it says Maggie should fess up about his favourite T-shirt. So I've got the big Terry Lamb T-shirt. Denon Kemp, Bloke in a Bar, released an apparel range, and there was cult figures. I think there was Terry Lamb, Monty Beetham, and Martin Lang. Yes. And I've got the Terry Lamb T-shirt. It's my favourite T-shirt.
Oh, that's nice. That's lovely. That's good radio, that. Vossie and Dr. Missile, I'd like to see the Raiders take Jack Hetherington back home where his DNA is strong. He'd be a good replacement for Ryan Sutton. Strange injuries. This is from Raider Man in Newcastle. Justin Carney's ankle syndesmosis out rabbit hunting. Anything where you're doing any activity? Was it Gavin Cooper? No, it was Scott Bolton at the... at the Cowboys. Yeah, he got the fishing, almost took the top of his finger off fishing, you know, on the day off. He's another one who's had a fishing injury.
Yeah, there you
James.
Go.
It does happen.
Yeah,
when you have
dangerous
to ring
sport.
The coach to say that you've suffered an injury. Wow.
There's a bit of explaining something to do there. Yeah.
I haven't asked you this morning. We will take a break in a moment. Jared Waitley coming up. Are you tipping the Bulldogs this Friday night? Now that we've had all the fun and we're talking about all these things, are you going, and the Tigers injury toll, which Michelle, by the way, mentioned at 6:30.
Yeah.
She said no one mentions it. Yeah. Are you going to tip the Bulldogs Friday night?
I don't think you can. I think when tipping, you've got to go with your head, not your heart. It doesn't have that feel of a bounce back, does it? Just based off the fact that they haven't been training all week. They're talking about running Josh Adokar at fullback when he hasn't trained there at all. It just, sometimes you get that feeling when a coach gets sacked and they bring in the caretaker that there's a bounce back factor. I've just not seeing that this week for the Bulldogs. What about you, Vossy?
I don't want to reel my tip just yet. I seriously don't know. I mean, I'm talking tea leaves, I'm talking dartboard, I'm talking names in a hat, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, how could you tip either with any great confidence?
Yeah.
James, we will get the opinion of our listeners. 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. The home of sport. This is SEN. It's 18 after 8.